The wood in which we find ourselves is called a hop hornbeam forest. It is characterized by the dominant presence of the flowering ash and of the black hornbeam. These two plants have no problem settling into calcareous terrain with poor soil and few nutrients, as long as they are in a warm and sunny position. In fact, they resist and actually thrive in these conditions where the environmental stresses are too great for many other species. In the past, these woods were coppiced, with a cut made by hand with a stone-sharpened axe, so that the clean cut would prevent rot from attacking the tree stump and favour the growth of new stems to increase the production of wood for burning. This practice has been gradually abandoned in favour of more invasive cutting, done with electric saws in the more practicable woods rich in more prized wood, such as beech groves. Most of these woods are therefore left today to develop naturally and remain so in time. There are only a few species that can thrive in these environments and replace them over long periods. For example, the downy oak. The undergrowth, especially in areas where more light filters in and that were once sunny meadows, abounds in grassy species able to develop and carpet the ground. The most common herbs include the sesleria, a graminaceous plant that grows in abundance on these poor slopes. Here, in the greenier area, among the leaves of the sesleria caerulea, it is also easy to find plants of a certain value, such as the Montebaldo sedge, a rare species of the Cyperaceae family, which grows exclusively in a restricted area, marked to the east by the Lessini Mountains in the Venetian region, and to the west by the Grigna. An exception is a limited population on the western side of Lake Como, in the Tremezzo area. This species is defined as endemic because it only grows in this area and does not grow anywhere else in the world.